So what I've learned so far in my 15 plus years as a parent is that things are constantly shifting. Our focus, our schedules, our kids' interests. It seems like we get things dialed in and running smoothly and something else shifts or something new crops up. And that's just part of the deal, right? It's the one thing that's constant is that it's going to change. But the great news is that when we really build the foundation at each age and stage, guide our kids to have those important skills of emotional competence, independence, responsibility, and self-confidence, and a strong connection in our relationship with them, these other challenges are so much easier to deal with. These later years of childhood have been flying by. As a mom, I want to not just be available to my kids during these last years they have at home, but I want to feel good and have the energy I need to keep up with their schedule and my own. So my health is a top priority. Equilibria is a woman-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. You're not alone on your wellness journey. Every customer gets one-on-one support to help you meet your goals. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. A healthy gut positively impacts immunity, mental health, sleep, digestion, and skin health. It helps regulate digestion, immunity against bad bacteria, and improve nutrient absorption. The gut has been called the second brain because it contains more than 100 million nerve cells. It is a vitally important piece to our overall health, both physical and mental. So to make sure my gut is working at its potential, I started taking EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense to improve my digestion and nutrition absorption, boost my overall immune health, and help with sleep and stress as a bonus. Head to myeq.com and use code parenting for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code parenting at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. This episode is sponsored by By Heart. By Heart is an infant nutrition company whose mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, By Heart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Our blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum, along with broken down, partially hydrolyzed proteins. By Heart is an easy-to-digest formula. In addition to its patented protein blend, our formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system. By Heart is the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed whole milk, not skim. Curious about By Heart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with the code parenting for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. Welcome to the Your Village podcast, Parenting Beyond Discipline. Your Village is the most comprehensive site for evidence-based parenting classes available on demand at yourvillageonline.com. Our 50-plus classes give parents the foundation, steps, and tools for creating strong, healthy relationships with their children, resulting in responsible, cooperative, happy, and successful children and families. My goal is to help parents support their children in finding and reaching their own unique potential. The podcast is a place to learn about all things parenting and get your questions answered. I'm Your Village founder and your host, Erin Royer. Hello, everyone. As we move through parenthood, we learn each of our children's strengths and challenges. We help them learn how to leverage their strengths, and we give them tools to improve on their challenges. But of course, if you have more than one child, you already know each child is very likely has different strengths and very different challenges. So this is where we are going to parent each child differently. No surprise there. Because their differences will show up really early. Like, you can tell a lot about their personality from the day they're born. But where they're going to excel and where they're going to struggle often takes longer to start to see that. So this past week, I had an incident that led to a very important parenting moment. Actually, it's it's a many parenting moments throughout the last couple of weeks. And I thought it would be helpful to share about how I view these differences and challenging areas in my kids and how I deal with them. So hopefully it can give you some ideas and things to consider when it comes to guiding your child or children in the areas where they have some challenges. As you're probably well aware by now, I have three kids. My oldest, Carter, is now 15, just turned 15 last month. Carter was a tough baby. A bit of a difficult toddler, but mostly because I didn't know what I was doing at first. He was a high needs baby. Taylor was a very perseverant toddler, but when I learned how to leverage that in positive ways, it became a huge asset and only rarely a struggle for us. And it became more about me leveraging that than it was about her really being challenging. It was about my perception of it and my ability to funnel that into positive aspects. Chandler was a snuggly, sweet, easy baby who slept a lot, but he struggled with big feelings and calming himself as a preschooler. Definitely had bigger feelings than the other two and struggled with working through them more than the other two did. Now, Taylor had terrible separation anxiety as a preschooler, and Chandler only one time protested at drop-off at preschool. As I mentioned, Carter was the worst sleeper as a baby, very high needs, but Chandler was easy and amazing, and Taylor was pretty easy too. They could both put themselves to sleep from the very beginning, while Carter would only sleep while being held. And after 4 months of almost no sleep, I had to work with him on that. I had to figure this out because it was not working for me. Me driving was like literally being a drunk driver. It was so bad. I couldn't focus. I was exhausted. So all of our kids are so different. So while a lot of things will be similar, the expectations for behavior, for cleanup, for taking responsibility and building independence, we're going to guide each of them differently based on where they naturally thrive and naturally struggle. So now at 15, 13, and 13, you know, I've had a decently long journey as a parent in this parenting thing. My oldest is well on his way to success in a big, big way, likely as a professional tennis player. He's also a high honor student. He's a year ahead in math, and he's also a violinist. And everything seems to come so easily for him. Music comes easily for him. Math comes easily for him. School comes easily for him. Now, don't get me wrong. He works very hard at tennis, and he will have to if he wants to reach his goals, right? Anybody who's kind of going for the top and for the pinnacle, it's not easy for anyone. Talent, no matter how much talent you have, it's going to take a lot of work and perseverance. And he's so driven because he loves the sport. He's in love with it. And it is so fun for him. It's mentally challenging and it's physically challenging. It is so perfect for him. Taylor is also a high honor student, but she has to work hard for it. She stays on top of her homework and she studies for tests and some nights for several hours at a time. For Chandler, school can be challenging. Chandler likes to do what he likes to do, and he doesn't like to do what he doesn't like to do, which is true for any of us. But he, unlike my other kids, chooses not to work harder if it doesn't come easily. He's fine with getting a C. If it just is not fun for him, he's fine with just putting it down and just not really thinking about it. Now, I'm okay with a C if he's literally giving it his best. But for Chandler, the C's are because he often forgets to do the homework or gives some of his classes a minimal effort if he's not interested in the subject matter. So this is an area where we've been working on it. He also, as I've shared, has ADHD like me. So I get the struggle. I really do. I struggled in school a lot to stay focused. If I got bored, I'll tell you what, it was really hard for me to do the work. So Chandler is wired so much like me. Being organized and on top of what's due, it's just not his strong suit. So this is an area where I, as his mom and as his ADHD mom who totally gets it and has amassed some skills of my own to deal with this, really need to step up and help him get into better habits. So as I've seen this unfold, this has become a bigger focus for me over this semester particularly. Now, I know I'm talking a lot about academics and as our challenging areas. And if your kids are younger, it may be hard to relate to this. And I think when I share the conversations that we've had now and what we're working on for the coming years, when you're wanting to help your child and guide your child with anything through their particular struggles or challenges, whether it's them having really big feelings and having a hard time working through these feelings, expressing them in a way that is acceptable, or getting themselves ready in the morning, taking more responsibility, making better choices, or it's also academics for them. The approach that I'm going to share with you, I hope you will find applicable to whatever it is that you're dealing with now and in the future, and that you find it helpful. So for Chandler, he's been holding an A in math, and he's really proud of this because last semester he got C's in four main classes, core classes, I guess we would call them. So just a few weeks ago, we had a conversation about him staying on top of his schoolwork and staying more organized. I've really been working on him with math in particular, and it's really showing because I want him to work to keep his grades in the A's and B range because he definitely can do it. I know it takes some effort, but you know, he said when we were talking about it about a couple of weeks ago, he says, "I'm just stupid." So instead of jumping in with, you know, with a rescue statement, like "you aren't stupid," I asked him, "Is this what you really think about yourself?" Because if I had jumped in, I wouldn't be able to assess his true feelings about himself. And I felt like this was really important. And it needs to be addressed because either way, it's not ideal, right? Whether he doesn't feel like he's stupid, but he just said that, or he does think he's stupid, I need to address it, but I needed to get an assessment of where he really was with how he saw himself. So when I said, "Is this really how you feel about yourself?" He said, "No." But he said, "I'm not smart like the other two." Now, again, rather than rushing into rescue, I wanted to have a real heart-to-heart with him about this. I didn't want to just go, "You are as smart as the other two." But I wanted to kind of put some reality on it. I wanted to give him a realistic view of where they are and where he is. And I said, "Is it hard being Carter and Taylor's brother?" "Yes." And it's like an emphatic yes. And I said, "I know it must be really hard, especially being Carter's brother, because it seems like everything comes so easily to him. But," I said, "I think what you don't see is just how hard Taylor works for her grades. I think you think she's in a room online with her friends, but she's actually spending every evening studying and doing homework, sometimes for several hours every evening." I said, "She comes to my room 2 to 3 times a week to get my help with math homework." So I said, "I don't think you're seeing the level of work she's putting in." And when we were talking about this, his eyes got really big. Like, he didn't realize how much work she was putting in to getting the grades that she gets. So many things don't come easily to her. She just wants straight A's. She has a goal and she does whatever it takes to reach that goal. Now, I didn't share this part with Chandler, but as Taylor's mom, I can tell you she's sometimes overly concerned about her grades. I mean, I love this about her. I love that she's so focused and so goal-oriented about a lot of things, but about her academics also. But she can get really anxious, especially if her grade drops into the B range. So she was in tears one night back at the end of last semester because she was going to get a B in math. So she had a B. She said there was nothing she could do. She said she had some missing homework assignments. She didn't do very well. And there was like one test that she didn't do very well on. And so that pulled her grade down and the missing homework assignments. She said the grades were done. There was no more days. She was in a panic. I told her to email her teacher and let him know and see if there was anything that she could do. She kept getting all worked up about this. Like, "There's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do. I'm going to get a B." She wants the award of valedictorian. They give valedictorian plaques and awards to every middle schooler when they graduate from middle school if they have straight A's all the way through middle school. And so far she's been doing it. So she was really distraught. She did not want to lose sight of that goal. So I said, "Honey, you need to focus on what you can do right now. I want you to email your teacher tonight. And then I want you to go to him tomorrow and just see if there's anything you can do. It doesn't do you any good right now to worry about something that isn't final yet. You don't know for sure, or that you can't change right now in this moment. And I don't want you losing sleep. So let's focus on what you can do right now and just see what happens. Once you have an answer, then you have information to go on and we can respond accordingly." "Okay," she said. The next day, she comes home from school. The teacher said she has 3 more days to get her homework in before the grades actually close. She was able to finish the missing assignments and turn them in, and voila, she ended up getting her 4.0 this semester, last semester, fall semester, just like she wanted. And so she had gotten all worked up about something that never came to pass. And it also became a great teachable moment, not an I told you so moment, but a real teachable moment about deciphering where we have control in the moment and where we don't, focusing on where we do, and then practicing leaving the focus on the potential outcome to once we have more information. Now, this is hard for all of us. This is hard for adults. So, you know, helping my kids learn and practice these big life skills and lessons is actually one of my favorite parts of parenting. I get to be their guide, and it's extremely satisfying. So the saga with Chandler escalated a few days later. I'm going to share what happened and how I handled it right after a word from our sponsors. To me, there is nothing more important than my family's health and well-being. We all know the quality of the air in our home is important. But did you know indoor air quality can be up to 100 times dirtier than outdoor air? I've got to tell you about Puro Air. In 30 minutes, this device will remove allergens, dust, smoke, dander, and gases from the room. Puro Air uses a stronger filter called a HEPA 14 that filters pollutants at a microscopic level and is backed by scientists from Harvard and MIT. In laboratory studies, users saw noticeably cleaner air in just 30 minutes. When it comes to babies and children, there's nothing worse than dealing with a cranky baby or child who can't sleep because of congestion. Air purifiers can help reduce congestion and improve immune system function to fight those winter colds and flus. I use my Puro Air purifiers to clean the air in my home, especially in our bedrooms while we sleep. It has a quiet, relaxing hum and cleans the air from pet dander, allergens, viruses, dust, mold, odors, and contaminants. It has 4 levels: low, medium, high, and sleep, and 4 different timer options so you can customize it to your home and your needs. Check out Puro Air at getpuroair.com. That's GetPuroAir.com. Puro Air is the only air filter that uses a HEPA 14 filter. That's getpuroair.com. As an adult and a mom of a son, both with ADHD, I know navigating the expectations of life with ADHD can be a challenge. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. With the right resources, you can turn your ADHD into your superpower. Done is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD, online visits, refills, and a 24/7 care team made for you. Starting to take care of your ADHD is as easy as 1, taking a 1-minute free assessment to see if Done can help. 2, booking an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as today or tomorrow. 3, start receiving ongoing care, enjoy online visits, personalized treatment plan, worry-free refills, and 24/7 care. Take a free 1-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support with Done for just $79 a month and pharmacy copays as low as $0. Unlock your path to better focus now at get.donefirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn your ADHD into your strength. So several days later, Chandler and Taylor had a test coming up and a study guide in math, and it was assigned over a long weekend. I had to leave town for the day on Sunday, and Chandler still hadn't touched the study guide. So the kid's dad was spending the day with them, and I asked him to please make sure Chandler does his math homework and has his room cleaned up before he gets to do any gaming. Well, I got home that evening and neither of those tasks had been completed. So I told Chandler to get off the gaming, get on the study guide. Taylor came up to my room. She also had procrastinated, but it doesn't matter because she gets it all done anyway. And she came up to my room to work on hers because she likes to have me there just if she doesn't understand something to help guide her in finding the answers that she needs for her homework. Chandler stayed down in the kitchen. He usually does it by himself. He's usually able to figure it all out. The next morning, I asked Chandler about signing his study guide. So he said it was okay, I didn't need to. Well, part of their grade is getting their study guide signed. It's actually 25% of the homework grade. They get 75% for doing it and getting it right, right? So the grade is based on, you know, 75% of the grade is based on the answers they got on the homework. And then 25% of the grade is, did your parents sign it? So we're going around and around about signing the study guide. Why didn't I need to sign it this time? I'm not like, why? I don't understand. You know, he's like, no, it's okay. So I'm not sure what made me think of this, but I started asking him questions from the study guide because I'd helped Taylor. I knew it was on it. And I said, what's a reflexive angle? He couldn't answer me. What's a supplementary angle? That one he answered correctly. I said, what's an adjacent angle? He couldn't answer me. I said, did you finish your study guide? Well, I only got through one page of it. This is 4 pages long. So I'm fuming because the kid went downstairs to work on it and only did 1 page out of 4, 25% of it. This is why he doesn't want me to sign it because it's not completed. Thought I wasn't going to figure it out. And, never came up to ask for help. I said, you need to go downstairs right now and finish your study guide before school. I'm going to drop Carter off at tennis practice. I will be back in 15 minutes and to make sure you get the study guide complete. So I need you to be fully dressed and downstairs in 15 minutes. I called his dad, fuming about it, not at his dad, but just fuming. I explained what happened because I wanted to process it with his dad, not with Chandler. It wasn't going to help if I got all upset and started yelling at him or explaining what he should have done differently. We just needed to go into problem-solving mode. How do we get this done? Because he's got a test that day on that study guide and he needed to know the material. And I needed to be able to sign it, which I can't do unless it's complete. So I'm fuming and just kind of releasing with his dad so that I can, I can be like, we got to figure this out. I explained what happened. Chandler only doing 1 page. I worked through my frustration. And I also understand that focusing on 4 pages of math at a time is probably too much for Chandler. Like, this was a lesson for me. I took responsibility for not having Chandler do 1 page a day over the 4-day holiday. And that was my fault, or at least, it was a learning opportunity of what he can do differently and how we can handle this, how we can help him manage this study process better. So I got home. He's done almost another full page, but of course, intense mom here, kind of drill sergeant a bit, and he's eating breakfast. And I'm like, come on, you need to finish this study guide and you don't have time to dilly-dally. Now, in my defense, he was kind of just slowly taking a bite. Like, this is a kid who has no sense of urgency about anything ever. Like, I love the kid. He's got his own way of doing things, marches to the beat of his own drum. It's a wonderful quality. It really is. But I'm like, come on, man. the rubber hits the road. We got to go. He's like, can I even eat my breakfast or take a bite of my breakfast? And I'm like, no, you can eat in the car. You can't do math in the car. So let's go. I was kind of being tongue-in-cheek a little bit because I was like, obviously you could take a bite, but let's chew the bite and work on the study guide, right? And in that moment, like, I wanted to dive into his habits and I wanted to talk about how he should have come upstairs with Taylor so I could have helped him work through some of the problems so that I could have helped him stay focused. I wanted to tell him he needs to break down the work and do 1 page at a time and take a break and schedule it into his full weekend, not wait till the last minute. But I didn't want to take time away from this precious little time that we had to finish the study guide. I should say precious little time he had to finish the study guide for the test. So I told him we'd work on a plan to help him set up some better habits when he got home from school that day. I helped him through the 3rd page with some problems that were a little trickier, same problems Taylor was kind of stuck on. So gave him some tips, some ideas on how he could solve the problem. So by the time he left, he had 1 page left and it was definitions. His dad arrived to take them to school. And luckily we have a great relationship as co-parents. Our goal is to raise these kids with the best guidance that we can. So I said, here's what we need if you can swing it. Because he has a lot of meetings in the morning. So a lot of times he gets on meetings while he's driving the kids to school, which is great because he can work and drive the kids to school at the same time. But I said, if you can take them both to school, drop Taylor off and then go park in the parking lot and wait while Chandler finishes up the study guide, he can probably get a lot of it done on the way to school since it's just definitions. He's not trying to solve problems. But then when he's finished, if you could sign the study guide, kind of check it over and then let him go into school. So that's what they did. And we definitely all learned a valuable lesson and we're still learning how to best guide Chandler through this particular challenge because he really struggles to keep track of his work and focus and stay on task. So this is a big focus of my parenting right now. So after school, we sat down, we had another heart-to-heart talk, and I said, I know it's hard when you don't see your sibling struggling the way that you do, but we all have struggles. And I shared with him, like, this is my struggle too. I've had this my entire life. Like, I get it. And I said, this struggle just happens to be yours. Staying focused, staying on task, breaking things down into smaller goals. And that's okay. I'm like, I'm going to work with you for setting up better habits, for getting and staying organized with your work and breaking it down in ways that make it more manageable. For your part, I need you to be aware of your patterns too. I need you to ask for help. I need you to realize if you have a big project or homework that feels overwhelming or you feel stuck, that you come and ask for my help, please, because ignoring it doesn't make it go away. Habits that we set up become long-term habits, and we really need to get this switched around. This is a really important year because high school is going to get difficult. He's got one more year of middle school, he's seventh grade right now. So we have some steps to take. I'm going to be setting up a meeting with his counselor. We're all going to need to work together, teachers, counselor, parents, to get Chandler into some really good homework and study habits before he heads off to high school. Because in high school, your teachers aren't looking out for you the way they are right now. They're not having your parents sign your homework. So we still have this year and a half to really get this buckled in. So we've also chosen not to go the medication, the pharmaceutical route right now and as of yet. And I'm going to look into some more holistic options for him. I'm not completely opposed to trying a prescription if we exhaust all other options and we do try it and find it's helpful, but it's just not something I'm ready to try just yet. So what I've learned so far in my 15 plus years as a parent is that things are constantly shifting. Our focus, our schedules, our kids' interests. It seems like we get things dialed in and running smoothly and something else shifts or something new crops up. And that's just part of the deal, right? It's the one thing that's constant is that it's going to change. But the great news is that when we really build the foundation at each age and stage, we guide our kids to have those important skills of emotional competence, independence, responsibility, and self-confidence, and a strong connection in our relationship with them, these other challenges are so much easier to deal with. Because of this, I don't have teenagers who are slamming doors and getting angry, getting contentious, getting defensive when we go to address issues and areas of concern or struggle. Or even when I just ask them to do something, they readily and easily agree to go ahead and empty the dishwasher, help do the groceries, you know, go clean up the living room and straighten things up. So I literally just sat down with Chandler again, like just half an hour ago as of recording this, and I asked him to log in to his portal for school so we could look at his grades. Now, if we didn't have a strong relationship, if he didn't know and trust that I have his back, that I'm on his side, that I'm here to help him problem solve, it would trigger feelings of defensiveness and insecurity, and he would likely have a very different response. But because of these conversations we've been having, he knows I love and accept him for him, his strengths and his challenges, and that I'm here to help him and guide him because I want the best for him. I want to do everything I can to set him up for success, and he knows that, and he feels loved and supported for who he is. And he readily logged in, and we took a look. Now, with my shift in being more available and present in supporting him with setting his goals a little higher without crazy expectations for his schoolwork, it turns out he's actually doing very well. Because we've been surprised in the past, so you never know what you're going to get when you open up that computer. But he's still got an A in math. He's got B's in all his other core courses. His science grade is so close to an A too. So I asked if he can pick that up to an A if possible. It's not a requirement. It's a gentle suggestion. I really would like to see him show up as his very best because I know he'll be so proud and it will help him overcome some of these limiting thoughts he has about himself and his abilities with schoolwork. And I think it would be such a huge boon to his self-esteem when it comes to himself and his view of himself as a scholar and a student. And I know some kids just struggle with academics. and yet they go on to become hugely successful in the world. So while in general grades do give a pretty good indication, they're not always a measure of future success. And there's no shortage of very successful entrepreneurs, entertainers, and I'm sure professional athletes who will tell you school just wasn't their thing, and that's okay. Now, Tim Ferriss is one who comes to mind immediately, if you know who he is or not, but he's an author of The 4-Hour Workweek. He's a very successful entrepreneur. He's got a podcast. So in his book, he talks about his struggle in school early on, how the traditional education system really just was rubbed him, like it wasn't a good fit for him. He knows he wasn't an easy kid to parent, and he knows he wasn't an easy student, but he is quite brilliant, and he is also now quite successful. And he's taken those strengths that tended to be a rub in the traditional education system, and he's turned them into something that has actually been led him to a lot of success. So my takeaways are these. Whatever your kid's challenge is, try to take them in stride. Make a plan and work on them. Your child may never shine in that area, or they may. Either way is fine. They have gifts that can touch the world in bigger ways than you can ever imagine right now. I still have no idea who Chandler is becoming, but I can tell you his strengths are in creativity and in creative problem solving. And just this week, he won the boat race at school by designing and building a boat that had two particularly different attributes than the other boats. Because he sat down and he thought about what's going to make this work. He thinks outside the box. He doesn't conform and he doesn't feel pressured to. And these are amazing attributes. He absolutely shines in writing and performing funny skits for the school news program. If you have a child who is challenged by traditional expectations and norms, guide them to the best of your ability to be the best version of themselves without expecting them to check all the boxes or to fit into the box, so to speak. Allow their strengths to shine and support them in those while helping them learn to navigate the other areas of life and expectations by building skills they will need and that will help them. And then have fun. Enjoy the quirkiness of your unique child and watch them thrive. If you want to learn how to create a balance of positive expectations and supporting your unique child, my Successful Parenting Playbook has 10 classes on positive discipline from toddlers to teens, build connection, self-esteem, responsibility, cooperation, parenting goals, parenting styles, and parenting to your child's unique temperament. It's available at yourvillageonline.com for only $7 a month. Cancel anytime on your account page. You don't need to email. You don't need to wait for us. You have full control of your account to come and go as you please anytime. And there's a 7-day money-back guarantee. So if that is something that appeals to you, love to see you in there. Thanks for listening and see you in 2 weeks.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.